On this day, 23rd January 1971, Labour MP on curfew. Events in Belfast on July 3rd last year could take place anywhere in the UK, Mr. Gerald Kaufman, Labour Ardwick, said at Westminster yesterday. Mr. Kaufman said that General Freeland had issued a press release about a curfew in Belfast and a restrictive rule took place from 10 o'clock on the Friday night until the Sunday morning. Thousands were placed under what amounted to house arrest. If this was not a curfew, what was the legal authority for restriction of movements of thousands of people? Mr. Rafton Pounder, unionist, said he had no hesitation in commending General Freeland. Mr. Ian Gilmore, Defence Undersecretary, said that on July 3rd, information was received of an arms cache in a specific house, and the Army and RUC carried out a successful search. As they withdrew, they came under fire from hostile crowds. Troops had to use firearms in their own defence. Paisley in Chaplain Row. The Speaker, Mr. Ivan Neill, said at Stormont yesterday that he would give a ruling later on a question raised by Reverend Ian Paisley, Protestant Unionist, in regard to the recent appointment of a Catholic priest as chaplain to the House. Mr. Paisley said that the manner of the appointment brought the House into contempt. He said that 4 years ago, when the Nationalist Party accepted the role of official opposition, an invitation was sent to the Catholic hierarchy to nominate a priest to act as chaplain. The letter was not acted on, but in 1968, the Nationalist Party ceased to accept the role of official opposition. No cancellation of Ulster 71. The PM, Mr. James Chichester Clark, said yesterday that he could see no reason whatever to cancel Ulster 71, which was being staged to help the economic position of Enya, Mr. Paddy Kennedy, Republican Labour, asked if the Dublin government were cooperating in this project and what plans there were for the counties of Donegal, Cavan and Monaghan. He asked for an assurance that publicity would be given to unemployment in places like Derry and Ballymurphy. The setting up of the state 50 years ago was a mistake, and the sooner steps were taken to rectify that, the better. Reverend Ian Paisley, no surrender, Eamon Phoenix editor's note. The polarisation of opinion over the Unionist government's initiative to celebrate the first half century of the Northern Ireland state is highlighted in these Stormont exchanges. Paisley never lost an opportunity to stir the pot, even challenging the historic appointment of Stormont's first Catholic chaplain. At Westminster, the SDLP leader, Gerry Fitt, was able to rely on his Labour friends to embarrass the Tories over their NI policy.